Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, reacting to the breaking news today. And what is, I'm just listening to some of the news conference FBI related. It sounds like tip of the iceberg, and will we have more athletes brought in on this? We will find out. Maybe more coaches, more prominent figures. In a widespread investigation that resulted in this morning the arrests of Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, and Damon Jones, in separate but related cases with illegal gambling. Chauncey's case is related to an illegal poker operation, but related to the mafia. And that is also scary. Portland played last night, lost to the Timberwolves, and he was arrested in Portland this morning, Chauncey. 248-539-9797. Matt, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you doing? Love your show. I've been listening to you guys for years, the station for years, but one of you guys just brought something up a few moments ago about, possibly hoping that he didn't know what he was involved in, or any of these guys for that matter. I really, really hope that I'm not going to be insulted with something like that. And these guys are educated, taught by their organizations, taught by the league. It's pathetic and incomprehensible to me that I'm going to have to listen to one of these guys or any of these guys say that.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, I get it. Part of this is, and what we're trying to and understand where we're coming from with that, I get so sick of trying and convicting people in the court of public opinion that I always want to wait for all of these cases, for all of the facts to come out and hope that there's, that there's not truth to it. But, I mean, you're right. The excuses and the defense that people use a lot of times is hard to fathom, but we do have a court of law for these reasons. Investigations are allowed to take course, and if we're gonna, let me put it to you like this, Matt. I'm in no rush, and I don't think Gator is either. We're in no rush to give final judgment on this one.
Yeah, but don't be in a rush to create excuses either. I mean, this is. The facts haven't come out, but this is pretty pathetic. And that's why a lot of people I know, including myself, have been turned off by this league for, a quarter century or better. So that's just my take on it. And I love your show, guys. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, well, whether we're in a rush to make excuses or just trying to give somebody a fair shake here. And there's examples of, I can think back to very embarrassing moments in my career, okay, which I don't like to bring up, but you learn from your mistakes about coming to conclusions on very serious cases like this. And, yes. And I'm sure you can find people. If you want to find people giving their final conclusions on this, literally an hour and 19 minutes into the story, I'm sure you can find those out there. From an unnamed texter, suffice it to say, they're going to ring these guys up. Gambling's big money in this country, and they're going to make an example of them. Next text. This is just the beginning. You think drugs are addictive. Sports gambling and gambling in general has the potential to affect millions more than drugs. It's cheaper and more accessible to everybody. We as a nation better be careful.
That last
statement, by the way, is one that rings true in a lot of ways.
Which was the last part?
We as a nation better be careful.
Everything is when you talk about sports gambling or just gambling in general, it is absolutely addictive. There's a rush that comes with it. money won and the whole bit better than money earned. And it really is something. This is not fake news. I mean, it's absolutely can be addictive. And that's why you hear disclaimers after every one of the ads. It's why you've been hearing forever about Gamblers Anonymous and things like that. And people have issues. Not saying that there was a problem that any of these guys had. Maybe these guys didn't have a gambling problem. They just gambled. And if it was easier for them, I don't know how this was working. You know, we talked a little bit before the show was maybe this is like a Molly's Game type poker situation from the movie and the book of Molly Bloom and the poker rooms that she ran, I think on both coasts. That's people, consenting adults deciding that they're going to play a poker game. But there are legalities, and if you're going around it, then that's the issue.
But obviously people gamble for money, right? And then you mentioned also they gamble for the rush. That's how it becomes addictive, guys. But Doug, when I tell you like people are stupid, another reason people do things like this, and I'll just point to Chauncey's situation, like how could he run an illegal poker ring, is it's glorified to be like a mafioso type or the head boss. Do you know what I'm saying? Like you would think he does not need the money,
no.
Right? He has an NBA coaching job right now. He had an NBA career.
He made over $100 million in his NBA career, makes over $4 million as a coach.
And he has other businesses, I know, that he you know is invested in. So why does he need to do this? I don't know, but players do it. Gilbert Arenas just got popped for something like this recently where he's on trial currently for it, running illegal poker. Like, I don't know if it's stature or status, whatever, but people do things like weird things like this when they don't have to. And so money, the rush, status, whatever, it's ridiculous, but it happens.
And there are obviously different levels of involvement from just being a player, a poker player in this, or if you're helping to run this, or if you're the actual mafia boss involved with this that's being reported, whatever it is. We'll see what falls out of this, but it's sad when you see your heroes being brought down like this. But I'll reserve judgment fully until I know exactly what was going on here.
248-539-9797. John is next. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up? You know, you guys said, I'm going to wait for judgment because I can't believe, Mr. Big Shot is caught up in this. And then I wanted to get you guys' opinion on contracts. I think any professional sport going forward, there should be something in the contract where you're not allowed to gamble. And if you're caught gambling, any incentives or promise money, anything like that is null and void, and your contract's immediately terminated because it brings bad heat to the teams.
Well, like, it undermines the credibility of the leagues. I know that the first caller, gave up on this league 25 years ago, whatever he said, there are plenty of people that don't buy the authenticity of the results. When I watch games, it never enters my mind that the game is fixed. And I get every time I bring that up on the air, I do bring it up on the air, people say the same thing. You're so naive. And maybe I am. I'm blissfully naive. I watch games and I think the results are authentic. But when like this happens, it undermines that authenticity.
Yeah, I really think there should be something in contracts where if like an instance like that happens, your contract's immediately terminated because it happens too much.
Here's the thing. It's going the other way, John. On November 1st, it becomes legal for college student athletes to bet on professional sports.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not taking rights away. They're expanding them. Like, we're going the other direction. You want to terminate contracts. And I understand that. I mean, I think that would serve as a lifetime bans and all that does happen, right? There are lifetime bans. Who's the kid that played at Georgetown? Jonte Porter? Wasn't that him? I don't want to get it wrong. You know, there are lifetime bans. And that you'd think that would be reason enough to keep people away from, but we're expanding the rights. And I'm telling you, man, that's, as soon as I heard that, I thought that sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a great idea. No. I don't like the idea of letting college players get involved with sports gambling at all. I think it's a horrible, horrible idea. It's already brought in, but I understand why they're doing it. It's like they have to, because if you're allowing everybody else to do it, why is it that they can't do it? They're old enough. It's not against the law, but it's about optics. It doesn't look right. There's something that we know it could lead to fishiness and just outright illegalities, and nobody wants that. This is all part of that. Is the sports bubble going to burst? You know, and you feel like there are stories that can get bigger and bigger and bigger. And this is one of them, that when you bring gambling into it and it starts to uncover and you peel back layers and there are other layers and more layers and here's this and more people get involved, and it takes away, or has the potential anyway, to take away the true integrity of the sport, and that can bring it to its knees.
Wood in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Wood.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, listen, this is a far bigger problem than the NBA. We here in Detroit lived it a couple weeks ago. If you think these millionaires gambling is setting up rings and taking money, what about the rest that don't make as much money, nowhere near it? You can easily get to them. So, you know, and then if you're going to talk about they can't bet or gamble, a lot of these guys golf in the off season. And that's all they do. On Michael Jordan's been golfing and betting people, and it's well known and documented for years. All of these guys do it on the golf course. So you're saying they can't gamble on the golf course either? So this is it. So now you really just gotta have to start looking at sports as entertainment, and that's it. Like wrestling, like, you know, it's probably fixed or something else, because this is a widespread problem, and it has been for years. It's been going on long before now. So I'll hang up and listen.
And I guess I have a hard time believing that. Guys train too hard, and men, women, professional athletes train way too hard. They're way too good at their craft, and for the majority of them to be, you know, buying into some sort of sinister plot that would take down the sport. Do I think there are some bad apples out there? Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's really hard to discern who's doing what and when. I think that they've got some pretty interesting things in place that can flag situations, and when they do, it's like, wow, that happened. Okay, and here's the investigation that leads to show it. But I don't think this is something that is as widespread as what the nightmares would be. And I certainly hope it doesn't ever get to that point.
248-539-9797. We got the Blitz thingy scheduled. We're going to push it back a little bit because people want to sound off on this breaking news story today. If you are just joining us, a widespread FBI investigation has resulted so far in the arrests of Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier from the Orlando Magic, former NBA player Damon Jones, all gambling investigations. There are, sounds like, more to come, but it's all evolving at this hour. 248-539-9797, 97.1 The Ticket.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.